I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
The Nightside Project.
You know what you are?
What?
You're difficult.
Really difficult.
You.
You're a difficult man.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition spring season.
This is why I could never be a teacher. This is hard stuff.
Yeah, that and you barely graduated college.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard, and I've got Andy Farnsworth again with me tonight. Andy, welcome.
Thank you.
You did a good job tonight. Last night, you earned another shot. You earned a second chance.
I'm on a day-to-day contract, it sounds like.
You earned a second strike, is what this
Another chance to take a whiff.
So, you know. Hey, we got a lot planned for you tonight, including Dr. Matt Woolley coming on here at about 6:35 tonight to answer a few pressing mental health questions. You're getting a little bit of free therapy, a little bit of free professional mental health treatment, courtesy of the Nightside Project. So we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, though, just this afternoon was a new development in this just crazy saga of this country music concert that's been trying to find a home. What's this guy's name?
Colin Ray.
Colin Ray.
Come on, man.
So, Jason Manning.
Wait, who wouldn't want to hear this?
Jason Manning, the owner of the Amphitheater Studio Ranch, had agreed to host this upcoming Colin Ray concert. That was this. It was a political event. It was designed to
celebrate freedom.
It was designed to cast aspersions on people who are concerned about the coronavirus.
Celebrate freedom.
And it was, and it became really super political. And anyway, so they got kicked out of, what was it, Centerville
Kaysville.
First? Kaysville
so
first.
So Kaysville had said they would host it, and then the city council did not like that.
The mayor said that because
she's
running for Congress. And so, you know, she's trying to kind of appease to, so there's a, the Republican Party's kind of having a trouble, a little bit of a problem. Candidates are drifting closer to varying degrees to President Trump, and they're kind of having a little bit of an identity crisis because some, like the candidate in Kaysville, you know, the county mayor, she's really kind of going that hardcore Trump base route. But this is, I don't know if she's going to be successful with it or if it's going to backfire on her, but because the country music concert got kicked out of Kaysville and then it found a home at a business near Tooele that's an amphitheater. But now today, the Tooele County Health Department actually issued an order to the owner of the Amphitheater Studio Ranch saying, no, man, you guys cannot do this. It's an official notice of closure regarding the proposed concert. It was scheduled for
this Saturday,
3 days from now.
Yeah.
And so they're not going to be able to do it. I can't imagine that Colin Ray is going to show up in Utah 3 days away from a concert that has been shut down in two locations in two counties and doesn't have anything.
You don't think Colin Ray would?
I don't think he's going to show up. I actually was surprised.
Now and then, until I see you again,
oh, that's Colin Ray?
Yep.
I know this song.
Love me.
Anyway,
so that's what Colin Ray has to say to everybody. Until now and then, till I see you again, he'll be loving the fans here in Utah, but
yeah,
he won't be playing in front of them.
No, have we heard from Colin Ray? Has Colin Ray said he's not coming? I'm surprised he stuck with him this far.
Well, I mean, he's not going to fill up the Energy Solutions Arena, the Vivint Arena, whatever it is now.
But he's not going to fill up anywhere. I mean, where could he possibly go to have this concert?
No, but I just mean, like, what else does he got to do?
You think he's still going to show up?
No, I don't know. Well,
you
he hasn't said he has
show up. And,
I don't think at this point, with 3 days to go till a concert that has no venue.
Not only that, but it's been shut down in two different counties. You think he's going to show up at Salt Lake International and go, well, who's got a big backyard?
Have you been up the hill? When I used to fly over him in the traffic plane,
no,
there's some pretty big yards.
I know there are some big yards. I'm not saying he could, you know, I'm not saying.
Well, so where should they hold it then? Where in the state of Utah could you hold a concert with 3 days notice? What do you think about maybe the West Desert? Maybe the Tree of Utah?
Here's a text that came in. It said 57500. It says, be honest, Ethan. This was a political concert to give Katie Witt exposure for her campaign.
And it
worked. She got it. If that was her intent, boy, she got it. And you know what? If she's trying to kind of go the hardcore Trump base route, this all actually may end up working in her favor. You know,
you know
I mean?
Where they could hold this concert, Ethan?
Where?
At the pool in the Ozarks. That's got a ton of people already all together.
Yeah, a little
they're probably far, primed.
A little far for a Utah congressional campaign to
well,
travel.
Well, at that point, for sure. But, I mean, that part's done. Whether the concert happened or not.
They could go further west than Tooele. We got a lot of public land out there that the state has a real hard time patrolling.
That's what I'm saying. The Tree of Utah, that big giant metal monstrosity near I-80.
Mm.
Have it out in the West Desert on the salt flats. I mean, that'd be some incredible visuals from drones.
Yeah, I guess so. Here's the thing, though. So I've been out to the Tree of Utah. It's cool. You know, it's very nice. I think I love the public art thing. I love the whole, you know, big stuff out there. They've got the Spiral Jetty. I like going to see the Spiral Jetty.
Spiral Jetty is not out on the salt flats.
It's on the north end
of the lake. Yes.
But it's a big giant public art installation.
Okay, that's true. That's true. I was like, that's nowhere near I-80.
So there's some cool stuff out there. I don't know that there's a ton of room out there, because if I'm remembering correctly, there's actually a fence around the Tree of Utah. Also, you'd be right up against the highway. So you can have
trucks. Well, that's easy access. Here's the problem. What do you got to do for, like, public facilities? Because you can't have a concert without, you know, some bathrooms. At an amphitheater, you've got that stuff built in.
Hey, look, man, this is America. This is the land of the free. We don't provide bathrooms.
Yeah, well,
figure it out yourself, man.
You could call it Salty Man and have it out on the salt flats.
So we got this text. I want to say, is this Brandon? I think it's Brandon texting. And he says, why can we have Lagoon open but not a concert with 2,000 people? And I think I know the answer to that. It's just proximity. So Lagoon's got a plan to have, you know,
to keep people apart.
People plus the mask. Everyone required a mask. And then also they've got a plan for keeping people apart, like in the lines and things like that. You know, how they put the dots down
right. In
the supermarket. They're doing the same thing at Lagoon. So they got a plan for that. It seems like this concert was just 2,000 people that were going to get in and just all stand together and take very few, if any, precautions. I mean, I never saw anything that seemed like concrete, precautions in terms of health and safety. But
that's because it's been shuffled. I mean, it's hard to put that kind of a plan into place with not knowing where it's going to be held. I'm just trying to see if there was anything else. Now, the whole thing is that the reason that the Tooele County can do this is by virtue of the governor's order, the Utah Leads Together Plan 2.0, which bans mass gatherings, and then under the Tooele County statutes, anything that poses an imminent health hazard at this stage can give them the chance to give an official notice of closure. So it's not like the police are barricading it, but they're just saying, look, you can't do this. If you do, you could face criminal prosecution.
Well, I mean, I think this event's dead, right? They've been kicked out of two counties in 2 weeks.
Do you think they try and do it anyway, despite the order?
I don't know. I guess that, you know what? That depends on Colin Ray. I mean, you can get a couple hundred people out to any political activity on any given day, right?
I think a couple hundred people, sure.
So, you know, they could certainly hold some rally and declare victory.
Was 2,000 the cap for the concert?
I don't know. But all I'm saying is I feel like Colin Ray, because, you know, Colin Ray issued a statement that, you know, he was really surprised that this got so political. So I think he's a little bit wary. I think he knows what it's about, right? Because he's not dumb. But I think he is a little wary about taking it too far. So I'd honestly be really surprised.
So you think that Colin Ray will look at this and say, I don't really want to get involved with this?
I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, but you're not Colin Ray, Ethan.
Yeah, well,
you don't sing Love Me.
You know, that
you don't have a version of Open Arms.
That statement that hey, I actually do have a version of Open Arms.
Oh, I got to hear that. I have got to hear. Are you a sing-talker or are you a sing-singer?
Otherwise, your statement that I'm not Colin Ray is 100% factual. So you're right about that. You're right about that.
But, I mean, he has a national following. My wife has several of his albums. I like his music.
Here's a question. So regarding the bathrooms situation, it says, hey, quick questions. Do you think they had bathrooms at Woodstock? And I don't know. I know they had mud.
Makes you wonder where the mud came from.
I doubt they had enough bathrooms. I don't know if they literally had none. So this is, I think, related to another text that says they can have the concert out in the lake bed by Saltaire. And you know what? I guess they could do that. They could set up kind of a Utah, you know, Republican Party Burning Man kind of situation, you know, where you show up for a political event, but it's kind of hosted in that ad hoc style of building a temporary location out in the middle of the desert where people can come and be a part of something
and
then leave.
That goes to the question of where does county restrictions end and what's a spot that's just public land that doesn't have specific oversight for something like that?
Well, I don't know.
Because Tooele County can say, hey, this is within our jurisdiction. This is within our city limits. We don't want to take this risk. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a texture that says, I think this is just a slippery slope. If anything can be shut down because it poses a health risk, gives too much power to city councils.
They said he had city councils.
I was going to say.
You didn't want to read that.
Had a modifier on that.
You didn't want to read the I word, Andy. But and I get that. I get that. And I'm sympathetic to that conceptually. But we do, though. We do shut places down that are manifestly unhealthy and or pose some kind of risk, right?
Right.
Have you ever had your favorite restaurant shut down because it posed a health risk?
No, because I frequent clean restaurants.
It happens.
Thank you.
And it's so I think we're just the rules are slightly different now because of the coronavirus business. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we're in danger of kind of taking this too far. I put that in air quotes, too far. Because when the coronavirus stuff goes away, you know, a lot of these other things like the masks and the concern over mass gatherings, that'll go away too. I don't think any of us have an appetite to, you know, embrace this social distancing as a permanent part of America.
Right. I certainly personally don't.
No. All right. Well, what do you think about that? 57500. Drop us a text. Do you think there's still the opportunity for this concert to come back one more time, a third time from the dead?
And could it happen on this Saturday, May 30th, as it was originally scheduled? Will Colin Ray show up at Salt Lake International Airport, look around, and get right back on a flight out?
or would you let him come play in your backyard?
I would let him come play in my backyard 100% if it's just for my family.
Just for your, well, see, this is the thing. You got to invite the District 1 Republican Party in. That's what you got to.
I have a pretty big family, though. I don't know if that would violate any health codes just by my family alone.
I think it depends on how many voters there are.
All right, Nightside Project, going to combat some misinformation when we come back from the break. You're listening to Nightside Project Special Spring Edition.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.